This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, you can call in on our new server. We got a new chat server going. It is called a Matrix server. In fact, it's open source. That means you're now a part of it, Chris Wade.
That's true. That's true. I don't want to say I've been boycotting Discord. But
well, yeah.
I wasn't using it for sure.
And the reason you wouldn't use it is because it's closed source, right?
Yeah.
It's not free software.
Yeah. Certainly,
you're picky about that, and that's okay.
I am. Yeah. I am
boycotting would be avoiding something you would usually use, and that's just not within your policy.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's possible I've been on Discord through the website, but not on. I wouldn't definitely not have installed the app.
I don't recall seeing you in there, but I do recall seeing you pop into the new Matrix server, what, last night?
Oh,
yeah,
absolutely. And I've been on Matrix before. I've had multiple accounts on multiple servers. I've had my own server, so, like, Matrix is definitely my style.
Yeah, I'm liking it so far, I gotta say. There's obviously, it's got its strengths, it's got a few weaknesses. It's open source software. It's not going to be perfect.
Nothing ever is. I mean,
right. And nothing is. Yeah.
Yeah.
But for what it does, which is to say, allowing people to chat, it does that well.
And the censorship resistance in particular.
Well, yeah, that's the real perk is that we just, I think it was like a week or so ago, we got the plug got pulled on our Discord server, which is, of course, it was never our server. It was always their server that we were using for the last 2 years. And as an experiment, I didn't even put the Discord server online. It wasn't my decision. It was one of our listeners who just created the server, and he said, hey, I made this Discord server. Come check it out. We checked it out. It seemed pretty cool. I'd known it had existed. I just never had much experience with it. I liked Discord better than I liked Slack, which I'd tried previously, another centralized chat service that a lot of companies use. I really didn't like Slack. I thought that was just an awful piece of software and highly restrictive. Discord didn't have the same restrictions on it as far as like on Slack, you can't have more than 10,000 messages in your searchable database unless you pay them. And they want like $5 a user. It's insane what they charge for Slack. Whereas Discord, you just spin up their server and then you can have an unlimited number of users and there's no limit on searching. So just on the basis of comparing those services, Discord blew Slack out of the water. And Discord also has the audio chat as well. And so that's what Matrix does is it can do not only text chat but it can do the audio conferencing, and it's got Jitsi built into it now. Where if you know. Not familiar with Jitsi, it's an open source video conferencing system. So with the Matrix server, you get audio and video.
Oh, right.
Now.
So normally I would go to
meet.jitsi.si. It's not a very friendly URL, but it's short.
If you're trying to say it as a URL and communicate that it's a URL, it's not, but it's kind of cute as far
it's short.
Now, you can set up your own Jitsi servers, too, but you don't have to if you've got, presumably, anyway, the Matrix stuff set up already.
I thought Jitsi was point-to-point, just person-to-person encrypted. I don't know if you need servers for Jitsi. I could be wrong about that.
Well, that's a good question. I'm pretty sure there's still a central server in there. I'm not sure.
That's a good question.
When you go to meet.jitsi,
it is
your connection.
There is
an
intermediary there, but so. I don't know if that server is moving the video or if the video is just going straight to the participants.
I'm pretty sure it's moving the video, and it's interacting with the video because you're talking about multiple feeds.
Because how
there.
Do they monetize that? Because, Jitsi doesn't charge for their services, and I haven't seen a paid tier. So are they – they've got to be hosting tons of video
question.
On their server.
I don't know the answer to that, but yeah. It may be that there is some sort of service
you don't run
that they're offer. Well, I don't have. Yeah, so this is a good question. I use Jitsi. Yeah. You know. Well, probably at least a couple times a month. And
for listeners that don't know, Jitsi is a competitor of Zoom, essentially. Yeah. It's everybody talks about Zoom this, Zoom that, yeah. Zoom everything with this COVID nonsense. Zoom's garbage by comparison to Jitsi. Now, the only thing that I don't like about Jitsi is that if you start the room, you don't really have as much administrative control as would be useful for, say, a conference with hostile participants. Mm. So let me give you an example. What you can do with Jitsi is you can like use the menu to mute everyone in the room. But everyone can also unmute themselves. So if you've got a troublemaker, if you've got somebody coming and crashing your meeting and they're making a bunch of noise, or maybe not doing it on purpose, right? They have this like construction in the background and they don't know they can hit the mute button or whatever. They can just unmute themselves and you can't do anything about it. So like there needs to be a little bit more, I think, administrative control given to the creator of the room. But besides that, it's really useful. As long as everybody in your party is friendly, Jitsi is a great system for, you know, communications.
Yeah, I know there's other systems out there, but I don't know, like I know there's something called...
Like free ones, you mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like open source, kind of?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like there's something called...
Not many. I went through the top 10 chat programs for Linux, according to some magazine for last year, and like 8 of them were commercial. Like Zoom was on there, Skype was on there.
So there's a lot of bad information out there on the internet. There's one that I think is okay called I want to say Big Blue. No, I've got
Big Igloo.
No, Big Blue. It is the Big Blue Button. I think is what it's called.
Oh, and it's a video conference thing.
It is, and it's actually very, very sophisticated. It was designed for schools. So you know, it actually is probably. It's probably what you're looking for. It's
With more control.
You have total control. You can set up your own server and everything.
Oh wow!
You don't have to. So like, I think anyway, you can pay for something or other from Big Blue or whatever button. But yeah, there is definitely a full control, you know, all sources available kind of deal. And you've got rooms and you've got stuff that you would expect from like a teaching style video conferencing system, so you can bring up scratch boards and stuff, and you know, put slides on and do all sorts of much more advanced stuff than you probably even get from something like Zoom. I don't know what Microsoft's solution is, but I think Microsoft does something.
Microsoft owns Skype.
Microsoft has another product, from what I understand,
for video conferencing,
or like video conferencing.
Duo, or is that Google? Google's Duo.
I don't know. I think Google probably has something too, but
Google's got Hangouts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just don't remember.
Are they still alive?
Yeah, it's still there.
Wow. I keep thinking they're dead because we used to use those.
It's probably bigger now than it's ever been. Well, with the whole COVID thing, everybody's meeting online. And
every time I've tried to use Hangout, it's been a failure for years, but I used to use it successfully.
Well, if you've got something to recommend, I mean, like, I just learned about this Big Blue Button. That's pretty cool to know about. Thanks for the clue on that.
It's definitely something worth checking out if you need some sort of, again, it's a big system, like it's a fairly big, you know, resource intensive system.
Well, the nice thing
is, does it run on droids? Is there an applet?
I'd be surprised if it wasn't.
It might be through a website, so it's like it's a self-hosted solution, and then how you connect to it, it'll connect to anything you can work, it'll work with.
It'd be interesting to see if that could be integrated into Element. To replace
Element is the new chats software that most people are using with the Matrix server. So for listeners that aren't familiar, the Matrix server is what we're running now for chat, but there's different clients that you can run because, again, it's an open source project, so anybody who wants to cook up a client for it, they can. So there's like at least from what I've seen, 4 or 5 different Matrix clients out there, and the one called Element is the big one. That's the most popular. It seems to be the most well-developed. I tried 3 of them, I think, before I sort of decided on Element.
I know.
And that used to be Riot.
Used to be called Riot. Yeah. I was going to say, I know we've used Riot before here in Keene, and
it's better now.
We had some issues, but it was also early in the development
stage. This was 2 or 3 years ago that we tried it.
Yeah, so
it caused significant rectal discomfort.
it's, you know, one of the things about Riot or Element now is, and Matrix, is that there's encrypted, like real encryption, not the pseudo encryption that you see with other you know, solutions like Signal and, well, I don't want to say it's
in what way is Signal?
By the way, gentlemen, hold that thought. I promise there's more coming up besides Geek Talk, about servers and chat rooms and things like that. But I am excited about the new chat room. You can go to chat.lrn.fm. You can get step-by-step instructions on how to join that. And you can call in that way too. There's more coming up.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Despite years of warnings about cryptocurrency, criminals prefer U.S. dollars for money laundering, study shows. Jim Rogers predicts end of U.S. dollar dominance. Macro strategist Raul Paul says Bitcoin beats gold in every way. New crypto, sushi, plummets around rumors of exit scam. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, LoveJava, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the Liberty Movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. All you got to do is dial in toll-free here. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've also got these new options for you to call in on our Matrix server over at chat.lrn.fm. You can just hop over there, get step-by-step instructions on how to create your account and how to connect with us for the audio calls that you can make on this. And it'll make you sound like almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And by the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. It's high time to learn about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency like Bitcoin Cash and others. Over at Bitcoin.com, you can get the basics about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. And you can also do other things like buy some of it. You can, in addition, go to their news site and get the latest news headlines over at news.bitcoin.com. There's a lot of features waiting for you there at bitcoin.com, and there's a bunch of them that are free. Don't get the basics down about cryptocurrency, because it's definitely not too late to get involved in that. As we continue, it's Ian, Chris, and Nobody here in the studio tonight. 855, 450, free, like freedom. There's stuff in the news, but we were talking about our chat server, and I think we've pretty much covered what we were supposed to, or what I had intended to cover, which was to talk about this new option, invite you over to it. There's probably like 60 or so people that have, at the very least, have signed up for the server within the last few days or several days, so I would consider that success.
It was a good number of people in there, and I was a little surprised.
You were there like 5 in the morning. Morning or something, right?
I was literally doing it at 5 in the morning. I was definitely surprised how many people were, pleasantly surprised how many people were already in there before I got in there. Now, is the server actually new, or have you guys set the server up ages ago?
No, this is new.
This is brand new. Okay, yeah, because I was surprised at how many people were already in there, and I wasn't sure, and I knew there had been a couple days, I guess, where I guess it had been up, but yeah.
So here's the news. Chris Cantwell's trial is basically over at this point. It has gone on since Tuesday of this week. He actually took the stand, which is unusual.
Ouch.
Not a for a criminal trial.
Well,
generally,
sometimes it's necessary. I've done it.
Yeah, maybe, but I would avoid it at all costs.
Well, that's generally how defense attorneys will recommend. They will recommend that you not take the stand during a trial, because then you're subject to cross-examination, and you never know what questions are going to be asked, and that can put somebody in an awkward position.
Right.
Of course, Cantwell is, he's got a big mouth. And
that's all the more reason not to be not to get up there on the stand.
That's why he's gotten in trouble here, because he basically kept talking to the police over the time that he was involved in these situations. For listeners that aren't familiar, Chris Cantwell's a former co-host here on Free Talk Live, who I fired back in, I think it was 2015, late 2015 or something like that, when it turned out he had become a racist. We can't be having that as far as one of our co-hosts on the show.
Nobody got time for that.
So we blew him out the door. And then he just fell and spiraled down into even worse racism, and straight up became a Nazi. Ended up getting into online spats with other Nazis. And in the midst of one of these online spats with a group called the Bull Patrol, as they called themselves, another group of just evil, evil human beings. I'm not sure. It may actually be the Bull Patrol guys are worse than Cantwell. But either way, these two factions were fighting with one another on the internet. Cantwell at one point allegedly said he was going to F this man's, one of the Bull Patrol guys' wife, in front of his children. And that is why he's being charged with criminal charges at the federal level that could result in as many as 27 years behind bars, basically because he was talking crap to somebody on the internet, which Chris Cantwell has been wont to do for the entire time I've known Chris Cantwell, even since before he was Nazi Chris Cantwell. Back when he was just libertarian, crass comedian Chris Cantwell, he was still the same sort of fight online kind of ilk.
Christopher Cantwell has always been cringeworthy as long as I've known him, but I wouldn't necessarily, I wouldn't necessarily say that I saw any racism from him until a little bit later.
Yeah.
And then it kind of became like,
then it became his thing.
Yeah, it was like his thing. So, and, and this is the thing. It's like, I think the Bull Patrol probably is worse, but then at the same time, he is also participating in that. So it's like, how much worse, I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to tell.
Is he patrolling with bulls? How's he
do you really want to know what that means? Okay, so the Bull Patrol is a group of Nazi, you know, I don't know, white separatist type, nationalist type, whatever, racist.
Yeah.
And they.
Oh, I thought it was Stoner Security Guard.
No, these aren't people you want to spend any time with. They call themselves the Bull Patrol Nobody because they've named their group after Dylan Roof. That is the person who shot up a church full of innocent people.
Oh, the bug-eyed monster guy.
I don't know what he looks like. All I know is he has a bowl haircut. He's known for having a bowl haircut. So they named themselves after his haircut, calling themselves the Bowl Patrol.
Wow.
They do horrible racist things online. Anyway, I've been following this trial remotely because I was denied access to it earlier this week, which we talked about in great detail on, I think it was Tuesday night. But there's a woman named Hillary Sargent who has been attending the trial daily. She has, I think, been the most consistent attendee. At the very least, she's the one who's reporting on it consistently. She's gotten sort of a day-by-day trial blog that she's posting over at informant.news. And why this woman is so interested in the case is because Cantwell targeted her at one point for some of his online vitriol. And
interesting.
So he made her sort of a not really a fan, but she's her new project, right? So now she's been paying close attention to the things going on with Chris, and she's been sitting in the courtroom every single day and writing up summaries. So
do you know her politics? Or?
She's a lefty.
She okay, so she's not
from
Nazi,
what I can tell. No, she's definitely not Nazi.
Okay.
Nazi. So she was reporting there over the last few days. I've read all of those reports, and I found them really entertaining. I mean, because well, first of all, the whole thing is ridiculous, and so the subject matter is ridiculous, and the way she writes is pretty entertaining. So I've enjoyed that. So kudos to her.
I read the first 2 days, I think, from her, and I didn't think it was too terrible, the writing.
No, I thought it was good.
Surprisingly, because I kind of
a writer.
A lefty kind of.
She's got her perspective, yeah.
But it didn't seem too terrible to me. But I did find it interesting that, like, basically, you know, they excluded, you know, people, you know, a certain segment of maybe, I would say, less biased individuals from reporting on the story.
Oh, no, they haven't excluded those people. They're sitting in another room. So at the courthouse, the federal courthouse, there's a courtroom where Cantwell and the trial and all that's going on, and there's a very limited number of seats for audience members in that courtroom. She's one of them that's in the actual courtroom.
Right.
Cantwell had reserved a seat for me.
Yeah.
But I couldn't get into the courthouse. They won't let you in without a mask, and they won't accommodate you in any way if you aren't willing to put one on.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, that seems like it's excluding.
Oh, the right to be the media has been denied by the federal court in Concord. Absolutely.
And that's kind of what I mean. Like, you know, it's like they're like, okay, with the lefty person on, but not the righty.
Well, no,
I wouldn't call you righty.
Yeah, I'm not a righty at all.
You know, at least I would say more independent, to be honest. But.
Yeah, well, I mean, not independent either. I'm not a journalist. I have a perspective.
No doubt.
But there are other journalists there. Other guy from the AP was there when I walked up to the court. But they're keeping everybody else in a separate room. So there's like a viewing room, basically, and then there's the actual courtroom, which can only have like four audience members because of social distancing, so they're spreading everybody out in the courtroom. 855, 450, free. Anyway, Cantwell took the stand. We'll tell you more coming up.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need, a WordPress using WooCommerce, and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin, start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump is designating far-left movement Antifa and the Ku Klux Klan as terrorist organizations and saying that lynching needs to be made a federal hate crime. President Trump delivering remarks at his second of three rallies set for Friday, the president courting the African-American vote.
Before the China virus, we built the greatest economy for African-Americans in the history of our country, and we are doing it again.
President Trump ending his day in Newport News, Virginia. Former Texas Congressman Ron Paul is in the hospital and recovering from a medical emergency, which happened while he was live streaming a talk show. The 85-year-old was speaking about the economy on his YouTube channel when his speech became slurred and he struggled to continue speaking. You're listening to USA. Two nights of protests, the curfew remains in effect for Louisville starting at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher reminding everyone who's out there protesting.
It's important for those taking to our streets and those supporting demonstrators from home to understand the power of this moment. You have the attention of the people who lead our government, our businesses, our education. We're obviously engaged in this work and ready to do a lot more, but we have to do it together. And violence only hurts this cause.
Louisville Metro Police Sergeant Jonathan Mattingly intends to file civil lawsuits against those who have called him a murderer for his role in the fatal shooting of Breonna Taylor, according to his attorney. Mattingly remains on administrative reassignment following the grand jury decision on Wednesday that did not indict him on any charges. He remains under an internal investigation like the other five officers involved in the shooting.
Working from home?
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want, although we have been talking about a little bit about the Christopher Cantwell trial that none of us have actually been to. You were working all week, Chris. You didn't have time to do it. I tried to get up there on Tuesday. They refused to allow me access inside the court because I would not put on a mask, because now if you don't wear a mask, you are a second-class person, and you don't have the same level of rights that other people do.
I suspect they wouldn't have even let me in. I was sick at the time, so...
Ooh, yeah, they had one of those signs at the front asking if you were X, Y, and Z illness. So we've been relying on the other folks who've been in the courtroom. In this case, Hillary Sargent, who has been blogging over at informant.news. And to her credit, she's done, a pretty comprehensive job of... You know, sitting in there during the day taking notes, because that's all you can do. You can't record audio, you can't record video, you can't take pictures, but you can have a pen and paper.
Wow.
So it's like you're in, 1780, essentially, as far as the technology is concerned. Now, the funny thing is, they're all decked out with, technology at this courtroom. I mean, when you go in there, because I was in there earlier this year for Cantwell's bail hearing, and so were you, nobody. We were sitting in there, and they've got, big screen TVs in there showing all the evidence that's being put in front of, whoever. And so they're networked. They've got video. They've got the conferencing capability. In fact, on their civil cases, they've been having online hearings. So...
They've got all the technology they need to do a web stream of their criminal trials, but they're not. They've never allowed any kind of outside anyone to see their criminal trials. I don't think in the history of this courthouse.
Well, you can't give people a speedy and public trial.
It seems to undermine the whole rationale of how we have open trials and how our society is somehow better, than the show trials that exist in some countries.
Right. Well, the idea being that in the supposed free country that you have a right to observe the government process, specifically the courtroom, which is supposed to be open to the public, but not anymore. That's changed since COVID. Now it's only open if you put on...
Even before COVID, though, they weren't letting people in with video cameras.
No, that's true.
Stuff.
That's
so
true.
I'm not sure. I mean, sure, certainly it's gotten worse, but...
It's worse.
I'm not sure that I would ever give them much credit to begin with.
Oh, I don't think I was. And if it sounded like I was, no. Federal court is the worst of all of the courts.
Well, it seems like they're trying to get all on COVID, and I think...
No, nothing
to do with COVID. They've just used COVID as an excuse to tighten things down even more.
That's correct. But if anything, COVID was also their excuse to make sure that their camera systems were functioning, because now they have to have online hearings. They're bringing in, they're bringing in the prisoners remotely for a lot of the hearings. They're not actually transporting them physically in a lot of cases. They're doing remote hearings. So they've definitely got their S together when it comes to streaming. Because of this, they're just not streaming their criminal trials. and that would, of course, would have been a way for them to allow members of the public like myself, who are not going to put a mask on, to observe their trials, but they don't care. They'd rather have people fight for it in court. So now if I really care, I've got to hire an attorney and go all the way up to the Supreme Court in order to mandate that these people put their trials online.
And the thing is, this isn't the most important trial you cover, but maybe one of us gets arrested for something important in 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
It would be nice if you'd already gone through that process, and once this trial is over, you won't have standing.
Well, I mean, I've got an objection.
Well, you could, because you could say, "Oh, I want to tape this random trial."
Well, I already put motions in that were denied. So, I mean, I've got actions that are in the court that should give me standing if I wanted to. I mean, I'm not an attorney, but
I would think that you would have ruled on my motions. Pursue.
So yeah, I mean, yeah. I can appeal those rulings, I think, on those motions, or I can have some sort of... The judge suggested something, but I don't take my legal advice from judges. He said I should get a writ of mandamus from the First Circuit Court of Appeals to force the judge to explain his reasons for denying the motions that I've made.
That was actually the first case that was that brought up judicial review in the Supreme Court, was a writ of mandamus, where President Washington had appointed judges, and the president that followed him refused to deliver their commissions, so they couldn't work until they had it, their like certificate of being a judge. And so anyway, that was like the first case. I can't remember the name of it, though.
If you want to comment, you can join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So, yeah, I mean, it was definitely a disappointing week at the courthouse there, but I didn't expect them to let me in. I just figured, I wanted to throw all the potential constitutional objections out that I could. But as I said, a girl named Hillary's there, and she's been writing about it, so I've got her day three summary, which... Just to bring you up to speed on day one and day two, they brought in the Bull Patrol members, a couple of them. They spoke with them. The main guy that Cantwell was trying to, was allegedly harassing online, they brought him out. The two of them had never seen each other in person before, Cantwell and his supposed victim. Which, I mean,
oh,
I hesitate to call him that.
I thought, the other day they said that the guy identified Cantwell, and then it was like, wait, he's never seen Cantwell,
how did he identify it?
Like, I just thought the whole thing was just so weird. How do you identify somebody you've never seen?
He's seen his picture.
Sure, but
he knows
not
what Cantwell looks like.
That's I don't know, it seems to me like...
he can't know for sure he was talking with Cantwell online, but the thing is, Cantwell admitted to it when he spoke with the FBI, which comes back to the point I wanted to make before about how Cantwell was blabbing to the FBI and local police this entire time that he was involved with these Nazis.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't hiding the fact that he was talking to the police.
Yeah,
that was
sure.
actually one of the controversial things, was that he was public about him talking to the police, although to what extent he was public about what he told them, I don't know. But
a Nazi and a snitch, all he needs to do is become a child molester, and it's like the trifecta.
Right. Yeah, I probably wouldn't want to be in federal prison with those those types of charges.
Well, I wouldn't want to be in federal prison, period, but and whether that's where Cantwell ends up is another question. The jury is deliberating now. The trial's over. Closing statements happened this afternoon after Cantwell himself took the stand. But the point was, he admitted to the police that he was having these conversations on Telegram. Well, so otherwise, they wouldn't have known for sure, if he hadn't admitted it.
Yeah, and this is the crazy thing. It's like, you know, the FBI is basically just picking sides, right? Like, I mean, they've got bad actors on both sides.
Nazi versus Nazi.
Right, they've decided to go after Cantwell because, I don't know if it's because he's got a bigger mouthpiece or what.
Because they had a chargeable offense, and even that was a stretch.
Maybe, but
they wanted to search his house,
I
think.
I don't know, but it just seemed the whole thing just seems so ridiculous and so wrong in terms of, you know, from a moral perspective for them.
It's all wrong.
Yeah.
Cantwell was wrong to do what he did in the first place and threaten, you know, somebody, or allegedly threaten somebody.
But this is a trial of persecution. It's not a trial. Yeah. They're not going after him for reasons, you know, legitimate reasons.
He said worse
kind of
stuff.
Threats or, like, actual threats or any kind of actual violence.
He said way worse stuff to people online. This is not the worst that Cantwell has ever said to somebody.
And this is the thing. If there's no you know, genuine threat, and I don't think anybody can make sanely make an argument that there was, how do you continue a prosecution?
That was what their argument was, though. I mean, that was essentially the fundamental point that the prosecution was making.
So their argument was that it was
that
a genuine
this is a real threat. Yeah.
Oh, come on. You don't even have to. I mean,
apparently Cantwell, according to the notes this trial, Cantwell allegedly sent a girlfriend of his, who was apparently named Peach. Now, I don't know what her real name was, but code name Peach.
Seriously.
To go and visit this guy, this Bull Patrol supposed victim. She went to this guy's house and then ostensibly gave Cantwell information about where he lived. So that was, again, the supposed evidence that this was a real threat. Cantwell apparently had this guy's identity and where he lived and had said he was going to F his wife in front of his children. But that's so laughable.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
it's
the thing is, that could be consensual.
I think, unless you know
Cantwell.
Right, for all we know, he already had sex with his wife.
Right.
It might have been the second time.
That would change the trial.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com, and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Our world has changed, which means our everyday has changed too. We work differently, shop differently, and celebrate differently. But what hasn't changed is the need to keep our communities safe by reporting terrorism-related suspicious activity to local authorities. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security's If You See Something, Say Something campaign program manager, Ryan Streeter, shares more.
It's vital we all remain vigilant and are motivated to act. If you see suspicious activity, report it to the nearest local law enforcement agency or a person of authority. Describe specifically what and who you observed, as well as when, where, and why you found it suspicious.
September 25th marks the third annual national If You See Something, Say Something Awareness Day.
We want to remind the public that we all play a role in keeping our communities safe. Learn the indicators of terrorism-related suspicious activity, and on September 25th, share why you see say using hashtag YICSay.
Learn more at dhs.gov/CSayDay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution. distribution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in, toll free. Bring up what you want. We are commenting right now on the Christopher Cantwell debacle that's been going on in federal court, Concord, New Hampshire, throughout this week. Closing arguments happened this afternoon after Chris himself took the stand in his own defense. We've got part one of the, or I guess part three of the three-day-long trial summary written by young lady Hillary Sargent, who has been attending the trial every single day. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Chris.
Oops, sorry, Chris, try that again.
Apologies. And Chris, and not Christopher Cantwell.
Yeah.
And so nobody.
Good Chris is with us.
Yeah.
DiviProject.org is where you can go to learn about Divi. It's a new, easier-to-use cryptocurrency that we've been promoting here on Free Talk Live. And from mid-March to mid-July of this year, it went up over 10x. Now, it's gone down since then, so it might be a good chance to buy in at a lower price. But you never know what the future is going to hold. Obviously, they would like the price to continue to go up, and they're working hard on making Divi a better product over time. You can go to DiviProject.org to learn more about it. So far at Free Talk Live, we're pretty happy with our decision to hook up with Divi a year ago. Go to DiviProject.org. You can start earning some Divi by starting a masternode or staking Divi. They've even got a lottery for people who stake the coin as well. So go to DiviProject.org, DiviProject.org. I've got the summary here from yesterday's trial of Christopher Cantwell, day number, what I believe was day three. And I wanted to share the part about Chris actually taking the stand. So summarized earlier, it's this Nazi versus Nazi conflict. Despite Cantwell being nasty to so many people on the internet, the FBI decided they were going to get involved after Chris had a fight with some other Nazis online.
and that's what they decided to do. So they've called some of the other Nazis up on the stand. Ben Lambert is the guy known as Cheddar Maine. That was his online handle, Cheddar Maine. Real name Ben Lambert. He is
sounds like a cheesehead.
Yeah, and he's an a-hole is what he is, and now he's sorry. So he actually broke down and cried on the witness stand while he was giving his testimony.
Now I almost wish I went.
He wishes he was never a Nazi.
How many Nazis can we make cry?
Well, Cantwell apparently also broke down while taking the stand.
Yeah, he's known as the crying Nazi.
Yeah.
After the government called their final witness, this is from the from informant.news from yesterday's summary, the FBI task force officer from the Manchester Police Department, they rested their case, and then Christopher Cantwell took the stand in his own defense. I don't know why I was surprised by this. It's actually the least surprising thing ever. Picture this. Cantwell's podcast, Radical Agenda, but instead of Cantwell sitting in front of computer monitors surrounded by weird flags, photos of Trump, and guns, he's sitting in front of a jury of 12 surrounded by FBI agents, attorneys, and me. Cantwell's answers were as conversational as they were meandering. He started by testifying about the basics. When asked by his defense attorney to describe his employment history prior to however we're describing what he currently does, Cantwell testified that he was an IT guy. When asked if he had any training in that area, a question clearly designed to elicit the name of a school or training program, he answered, quote, "I learned IT the way I learn all things, the hard way," unquote. It was Cantwell being Cantwell. Early on in his testimony, Cantwell turned to the jury and said, quote, "a podcast for those who don't understand," unquote, before devolving into something about RSS feeds.
Oh, Jesus.
He later referred to the social media app Telegram, explaining to the jury, quote, "lots of people have a Telegram. It's almost like saying you have a telephone," unquote. When asked to describe, and I can totally see him doing all these, these things. So when asked to describe the Radical Agenda podcast, defense attorney Eric Wolpin asked Cantwell if the show was at times shocking. Cantwell responded, saying shocking is pretty much the whole entire point of it. And was that he was asked if it included racist or homophobic content. Yes, he said. If it included swearing. Oh, yeah, he said. After Cantwell offered an unsolicited rant about being deplatformed, Wolpin shifted gears, asking Cantwell how he came to know the Bull Patrol. Cantwell said several Bull Patrol members joined his Radical Agenda Telegram chat in late 2017 or early 2018 and then offered some compliments of the group. His attorneys have spent much of the week trying to paint the group as dangerous accelerationists. Quote, "the Bull Patrol was talented. They were talented guys," Cantwell testified, commenting briefly on their impressive Photoshop skills and, for some reason, alerting the jury to be on the lookout for hearing the word Photoshop used as a verb.
Is that a term in the mainstream accelerationist?
I've never heard that term before.
Okay, because accelerationist to me is like collapsitarian. It's somebody who says the collapse is inevitable, so let's just speed it up.
Could be. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what she means by that.
Yeah.
He says they were useful for a period of time. Initially it was funny, but it started to get downright scary, unquote. While the Bull Patrol promoted violence toward law enforcement, Cantwell assured the jury he encouraged his listeners to have a good relationship with, quote, the cops, unquote.
Yeah, he did.
Cantwell testified that the members of Bull Patrol came to believe that he was a, quote, sellout, unquote. He said he was subject to a, quote, never-ending torrent of nonsense, unquote, that included prank phone calls and memes that he was certain were the work of his former Bull Patrol friends. How is he so certain? Quote, "the style of image editing," unquote, he testified. At this point, the jury got to hear about a minute from a compilation of random prank calls to Radical Agenda, none of which could be attributed by the to the Bull Patrol, and some of which weren't even identifiably prank calls. The judge explained to jurors that the compilation, quote, "goes on longer than I want you to hear," unquote. Earlier, without the jury, the judge told Cantwell's attorney that the compilation was gobbledygook and said, quote, "we don't need a transcript because it would be unintelligible." Cantwell then began testifying about the plight of a one-man being a one-man show challenged by these pranksters. At one point, he described having emailed a burner phone app company to explain that, quote, "you have a white supremacist terrorist group using this to harass people," unquote. Cantwell, so people were calling into his show using burner phone numbers, and so he called the company that provides the burner phone numbers and complained to them. Cantwell testified his website was, quote, "defaced with grotesque sexual imagery and things that were unflattering of your humble correspondent," a reference to the post Cantwell said were made by Vic Mackey, the Bull Patrol leader, to whom Cantwell said he gave posting privileges. After attempting to contact the FBI by phone about the website, Cantwell said he was placed on hold for too long and decided instead to file something with the Internet Crime Complaint Center, which is also run by the FBI. According to portions of the complaint that were read to the jury, Cantwell told the FBI that his, quote, website was defaced with terrorist propaganda and pornography last night, including bestiality, unquote. Cantwell told the FBI that Bull Patrol was responsible and then posted on the social networking site Gab that he had, in fact, reported the, quote, crime, unquote, to law enforcement. His reasons for openly posting about going to law enforcement, Cantwell testified, were twofold. First, he hoped doing so might have a, quote, deterrent effect, unquote. Second, Cantwell testified that, quote, I don't want people to think I'm doing so surreptitiously. When I work with law enforcement, which I've done on numerous occasions, I do so openly, unquote. He further said the label of being a snitch is something I tried to avoid by telling people that I spoke to law enforcement.
That's not how any of this works.
Yeah, if you admit to being a snitch, that's pretty much still the same as being a snitch. You're just not doing it secretly.
That's not how you do it.
I kind of see where he's coming from, though, in that he's not, like, if you're not hiding the fact that you're working with the police, it's kind of hard to call somebody a snitch because you're working for the police.
But that's
it's like calling a police officer
a snitch.
That's not being a snitch. Yeah. That's just being able to say you knew I was a snitch when you picked me up.
But a snitch kind of implies that you're not revealing the fact that you're working for the police.
It generally is true.
I mean, it's like calling a police officer a snitch. I mean, it's ridiculous. But if he's working for the police, he's working for the police.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, and generally that's true. And the reason that's true generally is because most people who snitch are and should be afraid that they're going to be, you know, facing some sort of retaliation if it's found out that they're a snitch.
It'd be a better world if they were more afraid.
Cantwell is either too brazen or too stupid to try to conceal that activity.
He tried to be
logical about it.
Yeah, I mean, certainly
that's not how it works.
Certainly it was an absolutely stupid thing to do. I mean, obviously people are going to see him as a snitch, but I kind of see the point that he's trying to make, the logical. I mean, I do think he has a logical argument there.
Well, even if, regardless of whether the other Nazis knew what he was doing and how they felt about it.
Well, he's saying that he was open about it, and he certainly has said on the air, and I know because I interviewed him, he was certainly open about it prior to him being arrested.
Yeah, no, he was open about
it. And had talked to
FBI. No doubt.
And
like I said, it doesn't matter whether, you know, what the other Nazis thought about it. It got Cantwell in further trouble. So the fact that he opened his mouth to the FBI actually sealed his fate because it gave them more evidence against him in this particular case.
And this talk to the police. The police are not your friends.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the main point here.
They're not your friends.
So we're going to continue. But a little bit more about Cantwell taking the stand in his own defense, a very unusual criminal defense approach. Usually they try to keep the defendant off the stand, and from what I understand, he was the only defense witness. I don't think that there was anyone else that was called. So if you want to join the show, you can dial in toll free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Hour number two is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? And you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.